Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and important news you need to know, presented by Patrick A. Heller, owner of Liberty Coin Service and Premier Coins and Collectibles in Lansing and Delta Township. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. There's a wise saying that you get what you pay for. However, if you get greedy, don't be surprised if you end up getting far less than you bargained for. This past Sunday, Emirates 24/7, a Middle Eastern magazine, reported that several tons of alleged gold dust and mud imported into the United Arab Emirates by traders and investors turned out to be fake. The managing director of Emirates Gold said, "A lot of people in the UAE who tried to import gold at lower prices or through dubious overseas companies have been cheated. We have inspected many consignments from African countries, especially Ghana, and found there is not an ounce of gold in them." Fake gold imported from Africa is so prevalent that Emirates Gold has stopped examining future shipments. Dubai Customs confirmed that it is holding at least 5 tons of fake gold. Just this amount of fakes has cost Middle Eastern buyers more than $200 million of losses. I'm probably approached an average of 3 times every week on this scam. Alleged African gold sellers claim to have unrefined gold dust or mud, or sometimes refined bars that they are willing to sell well below gold value. Potential buyers are required to send money in advance to cover the seller's travel costs, insurance, shipping, and refinery assays before anything of value is sent to them. Initial sample transactions tend to check out as real gold. It is when the buyer gets greedy and orders a much larger amount that the following shipments turn out to be fake. When fake shipments are regularly detected and stopped by Dubai Customs, the sellers then made arrangements to ship the fake gold through other ports. Unfortunately for the victims, the sellers can walk away with virtually no risk of being caught. All contacts are handled through anonymous free internet email accounts. Any phone calls are made on prepaid cell phones that do not have the identity of those using the phones. The chief executive officer of JRG Commodities stated that with so many investments in real estate and stocks performing poorly in the last few years, many investors have turned to commodities, especially gold. There are lessons to be learned from these scams that seem to be offering something for sale for less than it is worth. First, if anyone approaches you with an offer that sounds too good to be true, it is probably a scam. Why would a legitimate seller want to sell you gold for less than they could sell it to any number of buyers in standard channels? Second, if the only contact you have with the seller is an email account and you cannot even find information on the seller in an internet search, it is almost certainly a crooked deal. Third, many such sellers try to get buyers to act almost instantly, preventing the buyer from taking time to do prudent due diligence. Almost any deal with this time pressure is highly suspicious. With a growing interest in owning precious metals in the U.S., there are many companies who are trying to take advantage of buyer ignorance and greed. Rather than falling victim to these often high-pressure sales tactics, protect yourself by doing some homework. Look to deal with a company that has been in business long enough to have an established track record in a physical location. You may want to check references. Compare prices with other companies. Search for a company that will give you fair value for your hard-earned money. That's it for this week. Tune in again next Wednesday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, owner of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing and Premier Coins and Collectibles in Delta Township. Thank you for listening.
The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of 1320 WILS or McDonald Broadcasting.